Hello, everyone. I hope you like the things we're going to say.
Yeah, we are Lee and Herring here on 1FM with 1 hour of chat. We've got some great music and some rubbish music as well.
Lee and Herring, better than Bruno Brooks, not as good as John Peel.
This download is brought to you by www.fistoffun.net.
Lee and Herring have been in Edinburgh for nearly 2 weeks. In that time, they have consumed 470 units of alcohol, have eaten nothing other than deep-fried pizza and chips, have had perverted sex with over 2,000 groupie fans of all sexual persuasions, and have had 1 hour of sleep. Peter Bainham has had a cherryade and was sick, and has since been lying in bed crying. But these men are still prepared to work quite hard and bring an hour's worth of entertainment, especially for you.
Hello.
Oh, God.
Turn it off.
Lee and Herring throwing bad money after good.
It's all together, 4 hours last night. I don't remember a word. Thinking about you, don't fool myself. Was everyone overheard? Did we talk about me and you? Politics or school? Did I try to take it home? Get rid of you, then destroy. Oh! What did I say to you last night? I can't remember a word. What did I say to you last night that everyone overheard? What did I say to you last night? I can't remember a thing. What did I say to you last night? I must stop drinking.
I've only bought one pair of trousers. I mean, I spilled this mustard all over them. It looks like poo as well. It is mustard, though.
I'm never going to drink again. Last night was just too much. I've got such a bloody hangover. Enough is enough. Did I really smash those shops as I walked you home last night? Was I really the cause? That stupid senseless fight. Oh! What did I say to you last night? I can't remember a word. What did I say to you last night that everyone overheard? What did I say to you last night? I can't remember a thing. What did I say to you last night? I must stop drinking.
No one thanks us for doing all this hard work, do they, either?
Well, we're just making up as we go along.
I suppose so.
Why do I have to do this? I really want to know. Every other morning, beaten black and blue. One look in the mirror tells me that I'm wrong. Bloodshot eyes and headaches, it can't go on for long. Oh! What did I say to you last night? I can't remember a word. What did I say to you last night that everyone overheard? What did I say to you last night? I can't remember a thing. What did I say to you last night? I must stop drinking.
Said we'd had sex with 2,000 groupies. I haven't had sex at all.
That's between us, Rich.
Better stop drinking. You better stop drinking.
Might stop drinking.
You better stop drinking.
I will stop drinking.
You better stop drinking.
I'm gonna stop drinking.
You better stop drinking.
I must stop drinking.
You better stop drinking.
I can't stop drinking.
6 pints of lager, 14 vodkas too. Hardly very surprising. I've got what I said to you. Hangover this morning. It's dark and it's thick.
Lee and Herring on 1FM, embarrassing themselves in front of people they hope to impress.
Thanks for tuning in, I'm Stuart Lee.
And I'm called Richard Herring, and Peter Bainham still isn't here yet because he's doing his rubbish show at the Pleasance.
Yeah, that was starting off there, that was serious drinking from about when I was about the age of some of you that are listening tonight, and that was called Hangover.
You're probably the age of some of the people who are listening now, though.
I don't think I am. No, right, not on 1FM. Okay. Not at this time. Phone call this week, right, what we want you to do is ring in on 031 469 4281 with suggestions of things that are mediocre, by which we mean things, not things that are rubbish, like not things that are good either, but things that are all right,
like our celebration of mediocrity, yeah, like spot that we've done in the past,
Level
like
42, Steve Guttenberg, UB40, things
Thackeray,
like that, William Thackeray,
Nick Wilton from the Jasper Carrot show,
you might remember him,
Flora,
him, yeah, and if you ring in, right, ring in with that. And then your prize, if we like your mediocrity idea, we'll have it written up next week by us into an item.
So what you were doing there, Stu, is we're trying to get the public to write our material for us.
Shut up.
We haven't got time.
Shut up.
Is that it? Oh, right, okay.
Yeah. And news this week, H.
Yeah. Carlos the Jackal has been in the news because they've caught him.
They caught him.
Carlos the Jackal.
Yeah. Murdering assassin bloke.
I was Carlos Jackal's driving instructor actually.
Were you?
No, but the bloke who was in The Sun managed to get some money for saying that, which is a bit sad. I wonder about Carter Jackal. It's a bit of a rubbish name, The Jackal. That's just copied off Day of the Jackal.
Copied it off the book. Couldn't even think of it.
Any more good name?
Well, if I was an assassin, I would call myself Stuart the Wasp.
The Wasp?
Yeah.
That's an interesting... What would you do if you were the Wasp?
I would... I'd fly into people's faces on, like, when they were standing near railway tracks and stuff, and try and make them fall into the railway tracks.
I suppose you'd have a very distinctive uniform as a
wasp. I would, but I would be able to fly. So
that's
I could escape. What about you? If you were an animal assassin name thing, what would you be called?
I don't know.
About Richard the Herring? About that? Is that a good idea?
Could be, yeah. But it would be a bit of a giveaway, because then people would think Richard the Herring. That could be Richard Herring from 1FM.
Yeah.
Although it might be a double bluff, and they might think it couldn't possibly be.
Nothing I thought was worth calling myself Stuart the Assassin.
Yeah, that's quite good. It'd be a bit of a giveaway on your passport, though. Also, Lady dies in the news again. Old lady died for pestering someone on the phone, which is a bit funny, given what we did 2 weeks ago when I tried to pester her on the phone. Yeah. I don't feel so bad about that. And if
that was satire, Richard. It was satire before the event had happened.
Yeah,
I still haven't heard from you,
Di, so if you want to get in touch, that would be lovely. And I'll do anything you want, and I'll listen to you just saying nothing down the phone, if you like.
That'd be nice, yeah. So don't forget, do call in if you've got any ideas of mediocre things. And the number is...
That phone number is, don't give us rubbish things, 031-469-4281.
This is the forthcoming single from the fabulous American Music Club, featuring the amazing Weeping Man of San Francisco, Mark Eitzel, who's cried more times in public than I have in private. This is called Wish the World Away.
I don't need anybody's love, I couldn't afford it anyway. With my pennies worth of hope, that's not funny, but it's a joke. And I got a good one for the collection, urgency, it's a wish that I can wish the world away. I can wish the world away. Watch TV, it's all lies. I watch TV day and night. I believe everything I see, and I can't turn it off. The only thing that kept me together in the good old days was a wish. You could wish the world away. Yeah, you could wish the world away. You can wish the world away. You can wish the world away.
Lee and Herring, better than Bruno Brooks, not as good as John Peel, on 1FM.
Thanks for all your letters you've been sending in. Sorry we haven't replied to them yet. We will get around to it, honest. I'll probably do it when the festival's over. And don't forget to keep those What Is Mediocre suggestions coming in on 031-469-4281. Now listen to the rest of this, it's really good.
Where's the message in the bottle? Where's the miracle in the pill? Where's the nurse with that needle? Girl, it's all on my free will. Countdown backwards from 10, but everything's okay. You can wish, you can wish the world away. You can wish the world away. You can wish the world away.
Lee and Herring on 1FM, hoping not to die in rented accommodation.
Hi there, everyone. Welcome back to us. And we've got Kevin Eldon now with some Scottish listings for us. Hi, Kev.
Hi, nice to be here again. And leaping in with two words, Jumping Festival. There's a jumping festival at the Richard DeMarco Leisure Centre in Edinburgh this Friday. Nimble jumps of some different kinds will be performed by a host of different living creatures. Now, amongst the nimble jumping creatures nimbly jumping will be gnats, dogs, women, cows, and Gary Olson of TV's 2.4 Children fame, who will be nimbly jumping over a life-size model of himself made out of his own hair by local children with learning difficulties. The jumping commences at 4 there. So, next up, men's weeing competition. A men's weeing competition is to be held in Holyrood Park in Edinburgh on Saturday. The weeing will commence at 11 a.m, and at sunset, the man who's done the biggest wee of all will win. And his prize will be a big container of all the wee weed that day, which will have been stirred up with a stick. So, if you covet that prize box of wee, Holyrood Park, 11 a.m. And finally, Scottish Ginger Beer Day. Yes, there's a Scottish Ginger Beer Day at the Acropolis on Wednesday, that is. And if you're a Scottish man or woman and have a ginger-coloured face beard, you're welcome to attend Scottish Ginger Beer Day. But remember, you must have no other hair on your face, head or body apart from your ginger-faced beard. Now, ginger beer, gingerbread and ginger nuts will be served, and there'll be an opportunity to gain entry by having any excess non-face beard hair shorn off of the gate by a mysterious masked figure who'll dispose of the hair as he or she sees fit. Now, entry to the day is 18 Scottish pounds. That's all for me, boys.
Thanks, Kev. That's okay. Great. Thanks for that. What are you wearing? That's an interesting suit you wear.
Thanks very much. Glad you like it, yeah.
What's it made out of?
Well, hair, so some...
What sort of hair is it made out of?
Oh, it's a leading question, isn't it?
Human scalps.
Yeah, you know how to make me look obsessed with hair, you know? And I could say to you, what's that on your head? What would you say?
That's hair.
Yes, it's making a suit out of it, isn't it?
No, well, the way you go on, you know...
Who's the mysterious bloke with the ginger beard day? Who's that man?
I just don't want a hair here anymore.
Okay, all right, okay. Have we got a call?
No.
No, okay.
No one's rung up with any... It's an Edinburgh number. There's only one number this week, so if you can't get through, do keep ringing in. And don't ring up and say, Lee and Herring are mediocre. We know we are.
We've been getting away with it for weeks, and no one's spotted it. I've got an idea for another competition to send things in, right?
Yeah.
Now, the Scots have unfairly got a reputation for being mean. We thought we'd, like, check this out and see which nation is the meanest.
In
the UK, right? By asking you to send us some money, right? And next week, we'll count up all the money. And whichever country sent in the least, that's the meanest. And will that be modified by a factor depending on the population of the country?
No, it's just who sends in the most, which I know there's more people in some of those countries, but that's the way it works. So if you think there's less population in your country, you will have to send more money to prove how unmean you are. The more we get, the happier we'll be.
And the address to send that money to, Rich, is?
That address, Stuart, is Lee and Herring, that's you and I,
at
The Pleasance, P-L-E-S-A-N-C-E, 60 The Pleasance, Edinburgh, E-H-8 something.
This is Norman Beaton, star of Channel 4's sitcom Desmond's, with his single that he's done. It's called Diddly Squat.
All week or year, just to buy myself a beer, me mortgage, house tax and me car, a bit of petrol don't go far. Government wants us what we got. Government wants us what we got. Government wants us what we got. Diddly squat. A text may be on a Friday night. I go to tavern, sometimes I fight. I drink too much, then I get tight. Monday need a sub, ain't got a lot. Friday pay me dues, what have I got? Friday pay my dues, what have I got? Friday pay my dues, what have I got? Diddly squat, diddly squat. You know the preacher and they teach with their morals so high. They reckon that they are straight and that they do not lie. They're all up front in the way that they try. They look down their noses and think that they are hot. Alone with their thoughts, what have they got? Alone with their thoughts, what have they got?
As the music plays, so let my friend look at me, then he look away. There's a woman out there who needs me, and she take none. There's a face out there, and she forgot. And when the night time come for love, what am I got? And when the night time come for love, what am I got? When the night time come for love, what am I got? Diddly squat, diddly squat, diddly squat, diddly squat. She want money for nothing, she say it true. Enough, not enough, to see her need through. You work hard to supply her all she demands. You know his head is bursting from all her commands. And when she take from her man more than he got, and when she take from her man more than he got, and when she take from her man more than he got, what have he got? Diddly squat, diddly squat, diddly squat, diddly squat. Hey Henry, go get a beer for me. Yes, a beer, a pint, a pint.
What do you think's going on here? It sounds like he's gone a bit mad in the studio.
They left the faders up.
He's having a bit of a go. He's ranting.
Listen. Very angry, isn't he?
Stronger men than me to drink. You know, the income tax said the demand for me.
It's a shame as well, because he was moaning about how he only gets paid on Friday night, Norman Beaton.
Yeah.
And you'd think Channel 4 would give him like a lump sum.
That's what usually happens when working in television, you get paid all at once.
I know, he only gets it on Friday. But he gets the money from the hairdressing as well.
He does, the hairdressing money from the shop.
So not enough for him, Norman Beaton.
Must have expensive taste.
Yeah, I think he has. I think he's living beyond his means. I think the head of Channel 4 should be told about how unhappy Norman is.
He doesn't want to lose Norman Beaton because the Desmond's very popular.
Yeah. I mean, if he leaves, I mean, you can't go and do it, can you?
I could have a go. Richard Herring's hairdressing salon. Yeah. They could come film for half an hour a week.
They should sort it out because he's not happy. You can hear from this. Listen,
he's very angry.
He's gone mad.
Sounds completely insane.
That was Norman Beaton from off out of the Desmond's programme. We don't actually get sent very many singles, so I have to ask for most of them, but the ones that we do get sent unsolicited are often as good as that, and it is fun to be able to play them. With me in the studio is Danny O'Brien, our resident internet computer mong. Hi,
hello.
Danny.
Hi, welcome from the mong world of the internet.
You've got a show on here in Edinburgh, yeah?
Yeah, I have, 12:15 midnight, so if you're a big caffeine freak, that's obviously a good time to come and see it at the Pleasance Attic.
Okay, and what computer information have you got for us this week?
Well, there have been a lot of stories, haven't there, Stu, in the press about people making their own atomic weapons and that sort of thing,
right.
And they don't give many details in the press, so I had a look around on the net, found out all the information you need to know to make a bomb, and I thought I'd tell Lee and Herring fans about
it. Right, so if anyone wants to know how to make a world-threatening weapon, listen in now.
Okay, right, what you first of all need is some uranium-235. You can use plutonium, but it's a bit like butter and margarine. Best to use uranium, because
it's a false economy to use the other one.
Yeah, exactly. Best place to get this, I found, is a guy called Andrei Mikhaevich, okay, and he's on Moscow 250715.
Right.
Current prices for uranium are 2 grams for a pair of Levi's, 4 grams for any Beatles albums, writes Andrei, especially the later ones, which he likes. And all you want, if you have the electronic Meccano set, that's the one with the actual motors running in it.
Okay? Great, so it's dangerous chemicals in exchange for Western consumer goods there.
Perfect. You've got it really sorted out. Okay, once you've got uranium-235, what you need is you need to get 2 subcritical masses jammed together really hard, so imagine putting them in 2 like big saucepans made out of neutron reflecting substance, obviously, and then you need to bang them together really hard, and that way you'll get a big explosion and it'll be red faces all around, won't it, and everyone will be really impressed.
Great.
Okay, if you want to find out neutron flexing substance. Best thing, writes a high energy physicist from Los Alamos on the net. He says, use beryllium, so get some beryllium saucepans, okay?
Right.
Any more information, just contact us and I'll give you all the details you need to know.
So if you want to know how to make a world threatening weapon, you can get Danny on the internet on what?
It's danny@tse.cityscape.co.uk. And no more pornography, please. Stu and Rich have got too much pornography to handle as it is. Okay?
That's right, that's
so no more.
All right. Or you can write to us about that, care of Lee and Herring, The Pleasance, 60 The Pleasance, Edinburgh.
Right.
So that's good. Thanks for coming in, Danny.
That's all right, anytime. Logging out.
Thanks, Dan, that's really good. We've got our first call, and it's Andy from London. Hello, Andy.
Hello, Rich.
How you doing?
Okay.
Good. Who's your mediocre choice?
Well, it was Desmond's, and I rang up and said it about 5 seconds before the record came on.
God, that's weird.
I don't know, what does this mean? I don't know.
Not really, just a coincidence, isn't
it? Did you get my postcard?
Probably.
Probably, yeah. We'll write back to you soon.
Okay.
Cheers.
Yeah, that is quite mediocre. It's
actually, we got one phoned in. Daniel from Sussex rang in and said cheese is mediocre. Good one. It's all right.
Correct.
Yeah,
it is mediocre.
So who knows? Maybe it'll be Desmond's, maybe it'll be cheese next week.
Yeah, lots of reviews up in Edinburgh, of course, but lots of journalists doing reviews. We're looking at the sloppy journalism.
The new sloppy journalism angle is comparing comedians to being like other comedians on drugs. And the classic one of this is Lee Evans, of you'll have seen him on Channel 4. Lee Evans, apparently, according to the reviewers, is like Norman Wisdom on acid.
I think if you got Norman Wisdom and slipped him some acid, he wouldn't be like Lee Evans dancing around to Bohemian Rhapsody.
No, he'd be like this, wouldn't he?
He'd be going, ah, help, what's happening? I'm an old man. There are peas coming out of my face. Help me.
That's what it's like being on acid. There are peas coming out of your face. Similarly, another bad review of dim review of Lee Evans was Bruce Dessau, journalist Bruce Dessau, who said Lee Evans was like a headless chicken on speed.
Wrong.
Well, me and Rich got a chicken, cut its head off, chucked it on the floor, put some speed in it.
Yeah.
Nothing like him at all.
It's a waste of a chicken, it's a waste of speed.
Yeah. And the worst one of those was the Glasgow Herald, which said that the Scottish comedian, what's his name, Phil Kay, was like Charles Manson. There's the comedian least unlike Charles Manson on Prozac.
Which is terrible.
It doesn't mean anything.
It doesn't make sense. It's awful. What is Prozac? What does that do? Does that mean
calms you down a bit?
Kills more people than Charles Manson or less?
Don't know. But to check out Charles Manson and find out what the 60s mass murderer was like, here's one of the demo tapes he made from before he became a mass murderer. This is Charles Manson with a song called Look at Your Game, Girl.
There's a time for living. The time keeps on flying. You're loving, baby, and all you're doing is crying. Can you feel? Those feelings real. Look at your game, girl. Look at your game, girl. What a mad delusion, living in that confusion, frustration and doubt. Can you ever live without the game? A sad, sad game. Mad game. Just to say your love's not enough. If on you can't be true, you can tell those lies, baby, but you're only fooling you. Can you feel? Are those feelings real? Look at your game, girl. Ain't real, then you better stop trying, or you're gonna play crying. Stop trying, or you're gonna play crying. That's the game. Sad, sad game.
Oh dear, a little bit spooky that one.
A lot of people say it's bad taste to play that, but I think, you know, he's done his time now, hasn't he? He's paid his dues.
So. And remember, that on Prozac is Phil Kay, right. So whatever that would mean. We've got another phone call. It's Stuart from Edinburgh, where we are. Hello, Stu.
Hello, how you doing?
I'm very good. What's mediocre in your opinion?
Everything to do with the festival.
Oh, that's great. Well, it is it's a celebration of mediocrity, the festival that celebrates mediocrity, which is a wonderful thing.
Thanks for ringing in with that.
No, I mean, anyone who can't make it can't make a living out of it anywhere else, bring it up to Edinburgh during August, bung it on, and we'll get a bunch load of Norwegians in, paying a fortune to watch absolute garbage.
Yeah, those Norwegians, they're always coming into my show. Hats. I hate them.
Well, thanks for calling in, Stu. We're talking of the festival, we've got our first guests in the studio today, and they're the Beaver Players. They're an experimental theatre group. Introduce yourselves, tell us a bit about your show. Where's it on?
It's on at Venue 209, which is the Gadfly Rooms.
And the show is what?
The show's called Sexism, Sex Schism.
Right, right. And that's Michelle Dickinson, Vivian Mentnick and Guy Ruff.
Hi.
Hi. What's the show all about then? Tell us a bit about it.
Well, I mean, it's a totally nude show,
right,
and in the show we're trying to challenge, it's a challenging satire on the sex industry, basically.
It's sort of ironic parody of nude sex.
It's a polemic.
Using physical theatre, mime, trapeze work, masks, and satire.
Satire. Yeah, I like the bit. I like the bit where you showed your bum, Michelle.
Yes, my bum, of course, is a cleft, which represents, in a satirical way, the genuine cleft between management and performers in the sex industry.
Yeah, did you see that, Richard?
That's what I liked about it, the bum, the satire bit of the bum.
I was asked to do a review of the piece for the Deadpan magazine, so I had to sort of check it out and get a bit of background. I actually went along to see one of the real sex industry shows in the Grassmarket in Edinburgh, one of the go-go bars there. Interestingly enough, it was the same audience that were in the go-go bar as we're later on in your show.
You're talking about Terry McAllister's Go-Go Flesh Colour, aren't you? Because what we actually did is we leafleted that particular venue and got the audience as they were coming out.
Yeah.
And we explained very carefully that although nudity and fully penetrative sex is involved in the show, performed by two physically attractive women and a man, the show is above all satirical. And obviously we're very pleased that these mostly men, who are themselves exploited by the sex industry, came along and took a whole new look at the sex industry.
Yeah, if I can interrupt you, I've been along to see it 10 times. I really like it.
It's only been on 9 times.
Yeah, but I came to the dress rehearsal. I was hiding under some coats at the back. I really liked it a lot. I thought it was really good. The satire stuff and the lesbian bit with the cream, I thought it was very satirical.
Guy, what's your role in the production exactly? Because I noticed, you know, you say it's about all different sexual combinations, but it is two women and one bloke, isn't it?
Yes. That's it. I mean, any other combination isn't really relevant. I mean, the angle we're taking is girl on girl, girl on man, girls on man action. I think man on man action would cloud the issue.
You do rather well out of that then, don't you, Guy?
The practical point, we simply couldn't afford another member of the cast.
Thanks for coming in, everyone. Thanks, Sexism, Sex Schism, for coming in.
Come see the show.
I don't care, rains or freezes, long as I got my blasting Jesus sitting in the dashboard of my car. Comes in colors, pink and pleasant, glows in the dark because it's iridescent. Take it with you when you travel far.
This is Naked Prey from Tucson. This is called Plastic Jesus.
Get yourself a sweet Madonna dressed in rhinestones, sitting on a pedestal of abalone shell. I'm going 90, but I ain't scary, 'cause I got my Virgin Mary assuring me that I won't go to hell. I don't care if I'm old and dying, I got a love that's death defying, and it follows me wherever I may roam. Walk through fire, there's no danger, 'cause I hear a choir of angels assuring me that I won't die alone. I don't care if it rains or freezes, as long as I got my plastic Jesus sitting on the dashboard of my car. Glows in the dark 'cause it's zero decimal. Take it with you when you
to travel far.
And we got Simon from Cheltenham on the line. What's your mediocre thing, Simon?
Martin Jarvis.
Martin Jarvis. I think he's a bit rubbish.
Yeah, he's not that bad. I mean, think about it. I mean, he does all the quiz shows and stuff, but at least he's not on Celebrity Squares.
That's true.
I mean, you know, he hasn't fallen rock bottom yet.
No, his Rings on the Fingers was rubbish, though.
Sorry?
Nothing. Bye-bye.
Thanks for calling in.
Bye.
If it rains or freezes, long as I got my plastic Jesus sitting on the dashboard of my car.
And here comes the news with Catherine Mitchell again, and followed by the news for your name.